Alright, so last week we finished our introductory steps. We talked about this bracha, about the first bracha being the bracha of the Avos and the bracha of Avram Avinu. So tonight we're going to start discussing the actual text of the bracha. So the bracha starts with Baruch Hashem Elokeinu VeElokei Avoseinu. So Elokeinu VeElokei Avoseinu, a different structure of bracha than most brachos go. Most brachos are Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. Shmona Esrei Zayin Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. We mentioned that the Rishonim talk about that there's a requirement that a bracha mention Malchus, mention that Hashem is king. So what happened to that? But the bracha says Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu VeElokei Avoseinu. So start off tonight with these words, Elokeinu VeElokei Avoseinu, our God and the God of our forefathers. And it's exactly what the referring to and the significance of these words. So the basic model where these words seem to come from, Elokeinu VeElokei Avoseinu, seems to be the model of Hashem's response to Moshe Rabbeinu when Hashem asked Moshe Rabbeinu that I'm going to come to when Hashem revealed himself by the burning bush to Moshe Rabbeinu, and they had the long discussion, and Moshe finally agrees to go, and he says, when I go to the Jewish people and I tell them that you sent me, what should I say? So God says you should tell them, this is in Shmos Gimel Tazvav 3:15, that Hashem says you should tell them that ehiyah asher ehiyah shalchani aleichem. I'm not quoting the pasuk exactly, but there's a chumash right here, so might as well quote the pasuk exactly. Here's. So that says I don't know what this is. The pasuk says
that a centipede?
I don't know what it is. Put it somewhere else there. Okay. So that the pasuk says Vayomer Elokim El Moshe. So Hashem, Moshe said to Hashem that Mashmo Omar Aleihem, when they ask me what's his name, what shall I say to them? Vayomer Elokim El Moshe. Ehiyah asher ehiyah, vayomer kotzo mar livnei Yisrael, ehiyah shlachani aleichem. That ehiyah, that the first thing you should tell them is, ehiyah asher ehiyah, sent me to you. That's the first thing you should say, that which is, I will be what I will be, which Rashi explains means that tell them that just as I am with them in this tzara, in this trouble that they're in, I shall be with them in all future situations that they're in. Vayomer od Elokim, and Hashem said further, Koso mar b'nei Yisrael, Hashem Elokei avoseichem, Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, shelachani aleichem. God, the God of your forefathers, the God of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, sent me to you. So the two stages here, that first he tells Moshe, Ehiyah asher ehiyah, and then he tells him, Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. So those two stages there seem to be that there's Elokeinu, and then there's Elokei Avoseinu, Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. The Elokeinu here seems to correspond to the step one there, the Ehiyah Asher Ehiyah, and Elokei Avoseinu, Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. That's the second pasuk, is Elokei Avichem. I'm sorry, Elokei Avoseichem, Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, which we'll get to that second step in a moment. But basically, the first Elokeinu here seems to correspond to this first step when he said that Hashem said that tell them Ehiyah sent you. So the idea of Ehiyah, as we quoted from Rashi, Rashi quotes from the Medrash, that Ehiyah means I will be with you in this tzara, I will be with you in all future tzaras, just like I'm with you in this tzara, which is Hashem promising that I will be with Klal Yisrael in all times, in all of the, in every situation that they'll be in every trouble that they'll have, in every and every sorrow that they have, that I will be with them in that sorrow. So the idea of Elokeinu, the idea of when we say that our God, when he says that he's our God, he's with us, that Elokeinu invokes the personal, individual relationship that Hashem has with us. The idea of Hashgacha Pratis, that Hashem is involved at all times, at all points in history, that Hashem is always involved in what's going on now with us in our lives, that Hashem is intimately involved with our personal lives, with us in whatever we're going through. And that's Elokeinu. And the second step, Elokei Avoseinu, so a little bit less obvious what that's referring to. So there are two psukim in this conversation that Moshe has with Hashem, that Hashem has with Moshe Rabbeinu. That there's the pasuk that I quoted a moment ago, which is the pasuk Vayomer Od Elokim Kosomar Al Bnei Yisrael Hashem Elokei Avoseichem Elokei Avram Elokei Yitzchak Elokei Yaakov Shlachani Aleichem. That Hashem tells Moshe, tell the Jewish people that the God of your fathers, the God of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, sent me to you. Earlier in Pasuk Vav, so when Hashem is introducing himself to Moshe, there's a very similar pasuk. There Hashem says, the Vayomer, Hashem says to Moshe, Anochi Elokei Avicha, I am the God of your father, Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, the God of Avram, the God of Yitzchak, and the God of Yaakov. So it's two very similar pasukim. In Pasuk Vav, it says, Anochi Elokei Avicha, I am the God of your father. And in the Pasuk Tezvav, it says, Elokei Avoseichem, the God of your fathers. So, seemingly, in this, the first Pasuk, in Pasuk Vav, Elokei Avosecha, in this pasuk, Elokei Avicha, when it says the God of your father, is seemingly when it says Elokei Avicha, the God of your father, is not referring to the Avos. We call the Avos Olam, that the not referring to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, because it's in singular, right? It doesn't say I am the God of your forefathers. It says I am the God of your father. I am the God of Avicha, of your father. And then he goes on and he says, the God of Abraham, the God of Yitzhak, and the God of Yaakov. But the first statement, the first part, Elokei Avicha, does not seem to be a reference to the Avos, but seems to be to literally mean your father. And Chazal seem to pick up on this point. In Shmos Rabbah, the Chacham say that it's referring to Moshe's father Amram, that he said that first Hashem was saying, I am the God of your father Amram, and then I'm the God of your forefathers Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. If we assume that Pasuk Tezvav is the parallel of this Pasuk, this is when Hashem was talking to Moshe, he says in singular, I am the God of your father. And when you relate that over to the Jewish people, I am the God of their fathers, but the Avoseichem there of I am the God of your fathers, again, does not, it's just the pluralization of this same pasuk. It does not mean I am the God of your forefathers, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, but it just means I am the God of the father of each one of you. So it's fathers plural because you're talking to many people. Each of them has a different father, so it's referring to many fathers. But it's referring to the individual father. It's not referring to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, but Elokei Avicha and Elokei Avoseichem is referring to your ancestors, not to the Avos, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, but just to your personal ancestors. So if we take this approach, when we say Elokei Avoseinu here, is modeled off of that which Moshe Rabbeinu said, Elokei Avoseichem and Elokei Avicha, it's not referring to it's not referring to the Avos, but rather it's referring to our ancestors. So Elokei Avoseinu is referring to, it's not just an introduction to the follow-up of Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzhak, Elokei Yaakov, but rather it's referring to that our individual lineage. And it's saying that Elokei Avoseinu, when we say, we begin Shmona Esri by saying, Elokeinu, you are our God, our personal God, the Elokei Avoseinu, and you are the God of our ancestors. We're referring to the lasting relationship that we have with Hashem, that our relationship with Hashem is not in a vacuum. It's not just that, you know, we're not just, you know, some stranger who happens to have a relationship with God, but that there's a much bigger picture to our relationship with God. There's a hashgacha klalis, there's shmiras habris, that Hashem made a bris with with Klal Yisrael, and that he oversees that bris and he oversees history to protect the relationship that he has with his nation. We're saying that you're not just the God of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and you're not just my God, but you're the God of my father and the God of my grandfather and my great-grandfather, and I have a relationship which goes generation by generation all the way back to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. But that what we're talking about here is not just the relationship that God was the God of the Avos and our God, but he's the God of he's our God, and he's the God of that we have an ongoing relationship with that goes back to my father and my father's father, all the way back to Har Sinai and all the way back to the Avos. That's the relationship that we're talking about, that Hashem oversees history, is the God of Klal Yisrael throughout the generations, and that there's a bris, there's an ongoing relationship that he has with his nation, with his nation. The Mabit in Beis Elokim takes this approach, and the Mabit there says along these lines, the Mabit says Elokei Avoseinu is not referring to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, who are mentioned immediately afterwards. It's a separate point that Hashem has been with us and with our Avos throughout history, and even in dark generations that may not have been on such high levels, that Hashem was always with the Jewish people. This is because, as the bracha and the pasuk continues, because he is Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, and Elokei Yaakov, because he formed a relationship with the Avos, but that relationship continued. He formed a bris with them. He made a covenant with them. He made a promise to them, and that covenant goes on and continues throughout history and in every generation, that there's always that relationship that Hashem has with the Jewish people, with our individual Avos, as well as with the Avos of all of Klal Yisrael. So that's one approach to these to these two psukim. However, according to some Rishonim, the Ibn Ezra and the Ramban, and the Rabbeinu Yonah seems to understand it this way also, that really that's not what the pasuk means. That when we, going back to our two psukim, we had pasuk Vav, where Hashem says to Moshe, Anochi Elokei Avicha, I am the God of your father. Some Rishonim say that even though it's in singular, that it says, I am the God of your father, it's actually still referring to the Avos. That it's however you explain the grammatical point, they explain why it's in singular, if it's really referring to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. But however they explain it, that's what they explain when Hashem said, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, is also referring to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and therefore, if you follow this approach, so Elokei Avoseinu is referring to the Avos, is referring to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. When we say Elokeinu, that means our God, and when we say Elokei Avoseinu, that means and the God of our forefathers, who we then go on to list, who are Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So if you take this approach, so we're basically kind of forming a contrast, that he's our God, the God of us, but he's also the God of the Avos. And Rav Yehuda Leib Bloch of Tells in Shiurei Das explains how do you understand this? That when we say Elokeinu, we're talking about that he's our God through our hasaga, our grasp of Hashem. He's our God as we relate to him and as we perceive him. But we acknowledge that our grasp of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, our recognition of Hashem, is on a very low level. We are not on such spiritual heights. We're not such spiritual perception, and therefore our grasp of Hashem is really on somewhat of a lower level. And therefore, after we say he's Elokeinu, but he's also Elokei Avoseinu. We're acknowledging that our grasp of Hashem is somewhat feeble, and that we depend on the spiritual understanding of our Avos, who as a unit, as Avoseinu, had a greater understanding, and each individually had their own facet of this understanding. And therefore, we say Elokeinu, our God as we relate to him and as we have our personal, our understanding of him on our level. But that, we understand, is a very low level, and therefore we tie our relationship to Hashem back to the Avos, who they were much greater, and they had a greater relationship to Hashem. And then we go on to list that there was Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, each of whom had their own facet of this understanding of a relationship to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, but that it's all on the within the that understanding that the Avos as a unit were all on this much higher level to form this relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, which exists for all the Doros, that they were on this higher spiritual level. So, talk a little bit. I don't know if we'll get through the whole thing tonight about this Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzhak, Elokei Yaakov. So, just wanted to first talk about why we're specifically mentioning Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, and not mentioning anyone else. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin actually speaks out in its own way, speaks out this point. Why do we include the Avos, and why do we not include anyone else? So the way the Gemara says it is, the Gemara says that David HaMelech asked Hashem, said, why is it, Hashem, that we say Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzhak, Elokei Yaakov, but we don't say the Elokei David? Why do we say Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, and we don't mention David? And Hashem answered him, and he said, because they were tested, and you weren't tested. That the Avos were tested, and you, David HaMelech, you weren't tested, and therefore you're not included.
And David wasn't tested.
So we'll get to that in a minute. Very important question. But just before that, so then the Gemara says, so then David HaMelech said to Hashem, so test me. And so the Gemara goes through. It says that Hashem tells him, you know what? I'm going to test you, and I'm going to give you even an advantage over the test that I gave the Avos, because I'm going to tell you what your test is going to be, and you're still going to fail. And then the Gemara basically goes through the story with David and Bathsheba, that his test was with Bathsheba, and that he failed that test, and therefore he's not included in Shmoneh Esrei. And just to while we're on the topic of the Gemara, that there's an idea that several Mefarshim develop, but that David's failure of the test was really asking to be tested. Asking to be tested is itself was a failure of the test, because the ask, we don't ask for nisyonos, we don't ask for tests, when the point of living, of being alive, is to be omid b'nisayon, is to stand up to the challenges that come. But we don't seek out challenges. The Gemara says that if someone is walking on the road and they come to two paths, a fork in the road, and one of the paths goes through the woods, and the other one passes by the river where women will be doing the laundry, and they'll be in the water, and they'll be in not such modest positions. And the person says to himself, you know what? I want to be a tzaddik, and therefore I'm going to go down the path where the women are doing the laundry and not look. Because if I go down the other path, so that's no big accomplishment. I didn't do anything by doing that. So I'm going to go down the path where the women are doing the laundry, and I'm going to not look. And that way I'm going to be a big tzaddik. So the Gemara says that he says that, and he goes down to the that path, and he doesn't look. Says the Gemara, he's a rasha. Why is he a rasha? Because he put himself into a nisayon. He took a completely unnecessary risk. You're playing fast and loose with very serious things. A person who, you know, if someone, you don't play Russian roulette, because you understand that the stakes are too high to risk it. That something that if you understood, you know, how big how terrible an Aveira was, and how big a deal a mitzvah is, you wouldn't play that risk. You're not going to take a risk because you hope that you'll be able to withstand it. So a person who puts themselves into the nisayon, that itself is a failure of not recognizing the significance of what it means to put yourself in a nisayon. David HaMelech, by asking to be tested, that itself, by saying, I want to be in a test and pass it, that itself was a failure of the test, and therefore David HaMelech really from the beginning failed the test. It was only, you know, just played out through the story of Bathsheba, but he failed the test by asking to be tested. And so in a moment we get back to exactly what that means, but just to get back to your question. So what does it mean that only the Avos were tested? David HaMelech was never tested before then or after then. David HaMelech had, you know, just an easy life where he never had any nisyon. David HaMelech's whole life seems to have been, you know, very challenging. And not only that, everyone goes through tests. There's no one who goes through a life without nisyonos, without, you know, any challenges, any struggles. So what in the world does the Gemara mean that Hashem said to David HaMelech, they were tested and you weren't tested? What does the Gemara mean when it says that they went through tests and you weren't tested? So trying to understand exactly, we're clearly talking about, in order for the Gemara to say this, clearly talking about a very specific area, specific type of test. So what exactly is it that was unique to the tests that the Avos went through? So after the Akedah, so Hashem says to Avraham Avinu, he says, Ata yadati ki yare elokim ata. Hashem says to Avraham, now after the Akedah, now I know that you are a yare elokim, that you fear Hashem. So what does it mean? Hashem is saying after the Akedah, now I know that Avraham, that you have yiras Hashem. You know, Avraham, that was the 10th test that Avraham went through. There were 9 tests that he went through before then. So exactly what does it mean that specifically after the Akedah, that now Hashem says to Avraham, now I know that you're a Yare Elokim, that you fear Hashem. So the idea is that the Avos were given very specific type of nisyonos, type of tests, which ran diametrically counter to their nature, to who they were. Each of the Avos had a Midah, and they were each tested in a way that went diametrically against, which challenged them to go directly against their nature. Before the test, before the Akedah, it could have been that Avraham was Moser Nefesh, very much so, for what he believed was right, because that's the kind of person that he was. Avraham was a person of chesed, and he did lots of chesed, and doing chesed, that doesn't show absolutely that Avraham is doing what he's doing because he's a Yari Elokim and he's going to do whatever Hashem says. Avraham had a certain natural midah that was part of who he was this midah of chesed, which he had perfected. So chesed was an expression of what he excelled at. So doing chesed doesn't show so absolutely that Avraham is doing what he's doing because that's what Hashem said. Avraham, the emblem of chesed, was tested with Akedas Yitzchak. He was tested to do something which was the opposite of his midah of chesed. He was told, kill your son. Even a person who's not particularly nice has a natural love and a natural inclination to be kind to their own son. Avraham is told, take your son, who you love, who's special to you, the person that's the most natural for you to have chesed towards, and you are a man of chesed, and kill him. So Avram was being told, go because God told you to, go directly against your midah of chesed. Will you, Avram, when I tell you to not do chesed, are you able to do what Hashem says and not be a Baal chesed? And that's why Hashem says after the Akedah, he says, Ata yadati, now I know that you're a Yare Elokim, which means that now I know that everything you've done, all of the chesed that you've done until now, is not just because you're a chesed kind of guy, but it's because you know that that's what God wants. Because when God tells you not to be a Baal chesed, you weren't a Baal chesed. That shows on the whole picture that even when you were being a Baal chesed, it wasn't because that's what makes you feel good, but rather because that's what God wanted from you. And Yitzchak And we'll explain this later. Yitzchak, who's the epitome of gvura, of self-discipline, was given the test of being the korban of a gate as Yitzchak. And we'll explain this later when we get to the second bracha, why exactly that test was the key test against Yitzchak's midah, but that went diametrically against Yitzchak's midah. And Yaakov, who was the symbol of Emes, he was the one who excelled in the mead of Emes, he was giving the test of tricking Yitzchak, of lying to Yitzchak. If you look at the story, it's very interesting. If you read the story on a very superficial level and you assume that, you know, Yaakov went in to trick Yitzchak and he walked out like giggling, the story actually makes no sense if you look at it that way, because Yitzchak could have easily, if Hashem just wanted Yaakov to get the brachos, so Hashem could have, Yitzchak could have easily been given a nevuah, prophetic vision, that he should give the brachos to Yaakov. But instead what happened, only Rivka was told. Hashem gave the nevuah to Rivka, and Yaakov had to steal the brachos from them. Tricking his father was a nisayon for Yaakov. It was a test that Yaakov had, and in fact, if you look closely at the Chumash, it seems that Yaakov was really hoping he would fail. When Yaakov says to what Rivka tells Yaakov, go take the bracha for, go pretend that you're Esav. So Yaakov says, maybe my father will feel me, and you would expect him to say maybe in an I. We discussed last week. There's two different words in Hebrew which mean maybe. There's the word ulai and the word pen. And the word ulai means maybe in a hopeful kind of way. And the word pen means maybe in a, you know, in a lest this happen, that you don't know if it happens. When Yaakov says to his mother that maybe my father will feel me, he says ulai yemusheni avi. He says maybe in a hopeful kind of way that my father will feel me and catch me. He's hoping that he gets caught. Yaakov doesn't want to trick his father. Yaakov didn't want to be party to the trickery. But because Rivka is telling him through Nevuah that this is what he's supposed to do, he did it because that was his mitzvah. That was Ratzon Hashem. Hashem wanted him to trick his father. So he did it, not because that's what he wanted to do. That ran counter, diametrically opposite to who he was. But he was willing to do it because that was Ratzon Hashem. So through these tests, the Avos showed that the reason that they were so committed to these midos, which they emphasized, was because that was what Hashem wanted. Avraham was the quintessential Baal Chesed, but when Hashem told him not to be, so he wasn't. And Yitzchak was the example of Gvura. When Hashem told him not to be, then he wasn't. And Yaakov was the prototypical Ish Emes, the man of truth, but when Hashem told him not to be, he wasn't. So they did what was right because that was what Hashem wanted, and not because they found it meaningful. So the tests, that the specific type of tests that the Avos were tested with, were these tests which went specifically against who they were. It went against their most basic nature to show that they were willing to deny that which they most naturally felt was right, their most natural form of having this relationship with Hashem in a positive way. MS is a positive thing. Chesed is a positive thing. But when Hashem challenges them to not do that, because now this is what Hashem wants, are you doing these good things because they're meaningful to you or because they're meaningful to Hashem? When Hashem said, I want you to go against your Mid of Chesed, Avraham was willing to do it. And that was the unique tests that the Avos had, and that's why they were included in Shmona Esrei, as opposed to David HaMelech. And we're not to fully develop this idea, I think would take us too late, but that David HaMelech, the Midah of David HaMelech, or the challenge of David HaMelech, was the challenge of anava, was the challenge of recognizing that everything is up to Hashem. The midah of David HaMelech, you see throughout the midah of David HaMelech, was to do things and show that it was that it was that even though I'm involved, really everything comes through Hashem. The Medrash says that David HaMelech, the high level of David HaMelech, was that he went out to war and he fought the wars of Hashem. And while he was fighting those wars of Hashem, that he's recognizing that God is the one who's really in charge. So the midah of David was the midah of being active in of doing things of applying himself, and even through that, while he's doing that, recognizing that even though he's putting in his own effort and his own involvement, but really God is the one who's in charge of it all. The challenge of David HaMelech was for you to not show that you're that you do your involvement. The challenge of David HaMelech was to sit back and do nothing when Hashem said they weren't tested. So for David HaMelech, the test was, can you say, okay, I don't need to show that I don't need to actively show that I'm doing Ratzon Hashem. When Hashem wants me to not be involved, to just sit back, that I could do that too. And David, by asking to be tested, that was how he failed that test. And therefore, the specific accomplishment of the Avos, by which we're including them in Shemona Esrei, is because they showed that they have this complete submission to Hashem, that they show that even the those meaningful good things that I do are not because I find them meaningful, but because they're Ratzon Hashem, and therefore they were tested and they were showed that they are totally dedicated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that was the unique test that the Avos went through, which David HaMelech and seemingly no one else went through and passed. Before it gets too late, we'll stop here. But next week, going to go one step further with this and discuss uniquely one question: why Moshe Rabbeinu is not included? Something that Nefesh HaChaim discusses. You want to talk about next week?
Well, Yosef. I mean, you could go through so many people. It seems obvious to me, like the Avos are like.